Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ariyanam, Namo Ujjayanam, Namo Loi Savasahunam. Iso Panchanamokaro, Sava Pava Tanasano, Manglanam Chasavisim, Paramam Hohi, Mangalam.
Chasari Mangalam. Yeah, Arjun, you only have to say.
What was that?
Also say Chasari Mangalam part.
Okay. Chasari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sadhu Mangalam, Kevli Panato Damo Mangalam. Chitai Lugotama, Ayanta Lugotama, Siddha Lugotama, Sahu Lugotama, Kevli Panato Damo Lugotamo. Chitai Sharanam Pajami, Ayanta Sharanam Pajami, Siddha Sharanam Pajami, Sadhu Sharanam Pajami, Kevli Panato Damo Sharanam Pajami.
Okay, thank you. What mistakes Arjun made? Anyone?
He said Sharanam.
Yeah, it should be Saranam, not Sharanam. Sa. Explain Sa. Okay.
And
yeah, and?
And it should be Arahante and Siddhe.
Yeah, Arahante Saranam Pavachami, Siddhe Saranam Pavachami. Not Arahanta Saranam Pavachami, Siddha Saranam Pavachami. One more. He said Sadhu. It's Sadhu or it's Sahu?
Sadhu.
It's Sadhu Saranam Pavajami or Sahu Saranam Pavajami?
Sahu Saranam Pavajami.
Sahu. It's Sahu, not Sadhu. Okay, Sadhu is Hindi word. Chasari Mangal Pat is in which language? Hello. Chasari Mangal Pat is in which language?
Prakrit.
Hello. Yeah, Prakrit language. Yeah, correct, correct. Okay. Okay, now what did you do in the last class, if anybody can recall? Anyone remember?
Didn't we finish the executioner's story?
Yeah, okay, we finished that. So did we start something else or we just finished that? Nobody remembers.
We did Faces of Life.
We read a chapter on four gatis, right? Four phases of life. We read the whole script, didn't we? Arjun, Amish, Jamin.
Didn't we also take the vrat?
Yeah, we also took a vrat. And what was the vrat?
You can't eat toffee for a week.
And who ate toffees during the week? Anyone? Who did not eat toffees during the week?
I didn't.
I followed the rat.
Okay, Arjun, you? Hello, am I audible to all or not?
Yes.
Okay, Arjun, are you there?
Yes, I am, Anubhaji.
So we took this vrat in last class for a week that we will not eat toffees. Did we eat or did we not eat during the week?
Did not.
Wow. During Christmas, even on the Christmas Eve, nobody did?
No.
That's correct. I did not.
Not me.
Wow. Okay. So how did you find it? Was it difficult to do or it was okay, manageable? Arush, how was it? Was it difficult to follow this work or it was manageable?
It was manageable.
Did you have to control too much?
Yeah, because I don't eat toffee. I don't eat toffee. I don't like
Okay. You, Jamin, for you, how it was? Did anyone had like urge to eat it like any day? You felt like I want to eat it and then you controlled it. Something like that happened? Or some of your friends were eating it or you also wanted to eat? Something like that happened?
No.
No, it didn't happen. Sure? Okay.
Yes.
So what are we going to do in this week? What are we going to leave? Anybody have any thoughts? Anyone?
No one about me.
Okay, so like we'll be deciding it at the end of the class, okay? Towards the end. Okay, now we started this new chapter. You all have that book, part number 2. Balbodh Pathmala part 2, it's chapter
I just have
five.
To get it.
Yeah, lesson number 5. Just get it. Everyone get the book.
Which number?
It's number 2. Part 2. Balbodh Pathmala part 2.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I have it too.
I have it. Mm-hmm. I have it, Anubhaji.
Okay. So in the last class, we learned about 5 different kinds of jivas. Anybody remember? We learned about something which are, you know, we differentiated jivas on the basis of something. What was the basis on which we differentiated? Huh?
On the 5 indriyas?
Indriya, senses. We learned about senses. Who will tell me the correct sequence of senses? Senses, there are 5 senses that we all have. Remember, you all remember we did it or everybody forgot? We never did it.
Yes, we did it.
Okay, we all did it, right? We differentiated and we learned that, okay, there are a few jivas, we only have 2 senses, and which are those 2 senses, 3 senses, which are those 3 senses. So who will tell me, first tell me the name of 5 senses. Jaimin, will you tell us?
I think the senses are taste and hearing. Wait, I have to say all 5 senses?
I am Ahaya. You have to name 5 senses.
Oh, touch, hear, taste, sight, and smell.
Okay. So we learn some sequence, right? In sequence we learn these five senses. So like if there is a jiva who has only one sense, which sense will he have?
Feeling?
Jaimin, only Jaimin will say. Only
he will
Jaimin
have
will
touch.
Only Jaimin. Yeah, Jaimin, if I have only one sense, which sense do I have?
Taste.
I have taste. Why?
Because you have to eat to get energy to survive.
Okay, and where will that food go into?
Your body?
Yeah, so if I don't have body, what is the use of eating? I first have to have a body, right?
Yeah.
Then only I can eat. So, if I don't have touch, how do I have body?
You have to have touch. That's the first sense that you need to have.
Yeah, so touch is the first sense, okay? So, you can recall any jivas who only have touch? An example?
Bacteria.
What? Who? Jaimin, you're right. Say.
Bacteria.
Okay. We do not know about bacteria. Some bigger organisms that you can see only have body.
Wait, what? And
some green people around who only have body.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I'm saying, okay, bacteria are too small. We have not seen them actually per se, right? We do not see them with naked eyes. So I am asking, like any jiva you have seen who only has body and do not have any ears, eyes, mouth, nose, nothing. One example of a jiva who only has body.
What?
My voice is not clear or what?
You are very audible on my side, Anubhaji.
Okay. Jaimin?
Yeah?
Can you give us one example, other than bacteria, of jivas only with body, nothing else, only with one sense?
No, I don't think any other come to my mind.
Okay, so who will give us? Anyone? Arush?
Anubhaji, I have one.
Arush, we'll wait for Arush. Arush? You know any jiva who only has body and no other sense?
Any jiva with no body sense?
No, who has body but not no mouth, no eyes, no ears, no nose?
Arhanta?
Arhanta has everything, all the five senses. He doesn't use them, that's another story.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about the Upadhyaya?
No, they are like us only, na? They are like human beings. So they take Diksha and they become Muniraj. So that doesn't mean they only have body and no ears, no eyes. Okay, Arjun, what example do you have?
I think it was the example that you gave us last week, but isn't earthworm only having body?
Yeah, are they simple? Trees are living beings or non-living beings? Trees. Hello? Are you all not getting my voice, or are you all too sleepy today, or are you all too tired today, or we do not want to study today? Nobody is responding today. I am only asking that we learned about five senses, right? So
yes.
Jenny just told us the names of five senses. Then I asked him that if there is only one sense that I have, then which sense it is? So he said it is to be the touch, that is body, right? So I asked any jiva you know who only has body and nothing else. So the answer was trees. So I'm asking, trees are living beings or non-living beings?
Living beings.
We all know, right? In biology, we know that trees, they take in the carbon dioxide, they breathe out oxygen, right? So they are living beings. But do they have any mouth? You have seen ever them eating pizza or something? Do they eat anything?
No.
No, they don't. We do not see them. So they do not have mouth, they do not have nose, they do not have ears or even eyes, right? So they have only body. They can only feel the touch. So if you cut them, they will feel bad, right? Correct? So they have only touch. So those who have only one senses, then it is which sense? Touch. Okay? See, everyone is clear till now? Okay? Okay, yeah. Now, if I have two senses, which senses do I have? Anyone?
Touch and taste.
One has to be touch. And touch means that I have a body. And if I have a body, I must give it something to survive, right? So, it should have mouth, which can eat. Or I should have this ability to eat, means to taste, right? Simple. So if I have two senses, then it will be on priority a body and taste, right? So sparshan and rasna in Hindi language, right? So it's sparshan means touch and rasna means taste, okay? So any jiva we know who has only two senses? Anyone? We talked about this particular creature last time. In the rainy seasons.
Worms, right? Aren't worms two-sense beings?
Yeah, earthworms. They do not have eyes, they do not have nose, and they do not have even ears, right? But they eat, they walk, they crawl and then they eat, right? Correct? And therefore they grow. They have body and ability to eat. So these are what? Jivas with two senses. Okay? Now if I have three senses, which senses will I have? Jaimin? Arush? Anyone? See, if I have one, I have touch. If I have two, I have touch and taste. If I have three senses, which one I will have?
No, smell, see, and hear.
If I have three senses, which one will I have?
I'm hearing, smelling, and seeing.
And without any body, I'll do that?
You'll have touch, taste, and smell.
Touch, taste, and smell. Right. See, we need to have body first, right? Body is the first thing. Without body, there are no eyes. Have you seen any only eyes but no body? Have you seen anyone? Only the lips are going on and there is no body. Does it happen?
No.
The body is the base. In body, these five organs are like there, right? Five different senses. Correct? Okay? Yeah. So body is the foremost thing. So body is common amongst all the creatures. Okay? If you are in this sansar, you will have a body.
Now, body has different features. Like a car has different features. Like, okay, it has a steering, it has four wheels, it has nitrogen engine, different features, right? So some cars might have some additional features. The same way bodies, some bodies have additional senses. So body is the first sense. Second is what? Second is, if there is a body, it should eat. Otherwise, it won't be able to survive. Second is taste. So if it is eating, you should know how does that food smell, right? So third is smelling. To smell. Fine? So three senses then we have smell, we have body, and we can eat, we have taste. Any example of this? Example of jivas with three senses?
Is a snail?
Who?
What was that?
Who, Arjun? I'm asking
snail?
You. Oh, example of snail. I'm not sure about snail. I think it falls under jiva with two senses. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Okay. Snail can be. I'm not sure. Any simpler, who only smell and does not have eyes? You can think of anyone like that. They are in your home generally. They love the smell of sweets. Anyone? Ants, right?
Yes.
Do ants have eyes? Hello?
Yes.
Ants have
yes.
eyes or no?
Yes.
They have eyes. No, they don't have eyes. Now this time you please like observe, they do not have eyes. If you place your finger in front of them, they will keep walking, they will not look your finger, and they will get, you know, they will get into your finger and then they will realize, oh, I have bumped into something, and then they will change their way. So ants do not have eyes, they definitely do not have ears, because no matter how on high pitch you scream, they are not getting, they are least bothered about you screaming, they do not hear you screaming. And, but if there is a sweet in your home, and it is smelling very good, and they can smell it from far, far away, and they will get attracted towards it. So they have nose, they can eat, therefore they are coming to eat your sweets, and they have this body, the three senses. So ants are the example of jivas with three senses. Okay, if I have four senses, which additional sense will I have?
Vision.
I can see then, okay? So, what is the example of the jiva with four senses? We took the example of a snake. A snake does not have ears. Okay? Generally, some snakes do. So, snakes does not have ears, but they can see, they can taste, they can smell, and they can definitely touch their body of snake, right? So these are the jivas with four senses. And five senses, who are the jivas with five senses? Any example? What additional sense will they have?
Hearing,
right. So any example?
Us, humans.
We are. Humans, then animals like cow, buffalo, lion, they all can hear. If you blow horn in front of a cow, it will get aside. A dog, it will, you know, listen you. Correct? Okay. So these are five kinds of jiva. Okay? Everybody is clear with these? So who will tell
yes.
me?
Yes.
Okay, only one person, just tell me that what is the proper sequence of these senses so that we do not have to learn this about these five different jivas and we have to memorize them. Just tell me the correct sequence so that if anybody asks jivas with two senses, I'll just say first two. If somebody says jivas with three senses, I will just say three names, first three names, and jivas, that will be the answer. So any proper sequence of five senses? Anyone will tell me? Anyone, please?
I will.
Yeah, say.
First, one sense being has only touch. Two sense living being is touch and taste.
Mm-hmm. So we have touch, then taste. Okay. In a sequence, we have touch and then taste. Then?
Three sense living being would have touch, taste, and smell.
Yeah, very good, excellent. So we have three sequence. In sequence three, touch, taste, and smell. Then?
Then a four sense living being would have touch, taste, smell, and vision.
Very good, excellent. So we have touch, taste, smell, and vision. Next.
And five sense being would have touch, taste, smell, vision, and hearing.
Excellent. So this is the sequence. So whenever we learn about senses, say about senses, so we'll say senses in this sequence. Which sequence? Touch, taste, smell, vision, and listening or hearing. Okay? What is the correct sequence? Touch, taste, smell, vision, and listening. Who will say again? Jaimin, will you say the correct sequence, the five senses? In the correct sequence?
The first one is touch, and then mm-hmm. there is taste, and then there is...
Very good.
And then there is smell.
Very good.
And then there's hearing, and then there's sight.
So what comes first, hearing or sight?
Sight? Hearing.
Sight. So... Sight or hearing? What is more important? To see or to listen? More
to
important.
Listen.
Oh, so you can manage without eyes, but you have to listen. Is that? See, first we have to know what is going around. Then we are bothered about what they are saying. First I have to know, okay, this is Jaimin. Then I'll listen to him, right? So first I have to know you. Right? So it's sight first and then hearing or listening. Okay, so fourth is sight and fifth is sight or vision and fifth is listening or hearing. Okay, so the correct sequence will be a touch, taste, then smell, vision and listening or hearing. Okay, Arush, will you tell us in correct sequence the five senses?
What?
The name of five senses in correct sequence. Tell us.
Hear, smell, touch, and taste.
No, in the correct sequence that we just learned, the sequence we learned. What comes first, what comes second, what comes third, hierarchy wise. What is the first most important requirement?
Eyes.
What?
I'm seeing.
First most important thing.
Smell.
That all jivas have in common.
Touch.
Touch. So therefore, first is touch. Then after touch, if you have touch, means you have body. Then what do you require?
Taste.
Taste. So second is taste. Okay, then third is what after taste?
Smell.
Then what do you require? Smell, right. After smell, what do you require most? If you can smell, then what more you want? See, you want to see things. What you're smelling, you have to look at it. So you have vision. And what is the last thing you require?
Hearing,
ears, exactly, very good. So the five the correct sequence will be touch, taste, smell, vision, and hearing or listening. Okay? Okay, Arush, clear? Diya, what is the correct sequence? Just say it for all of us once.
Touch, taste, smell, see, and hear.
Yeah, Diya, will you say it?
What are the emojis?
The name of five senses in correct sequence. Which is the first sense? Diya, what do we all have in common?
Touch.
Yeah, touch. So first is touch, then second?
Taste.
Yeah, taste. Correct, correct. So second is taste. What is third?
Smell.
Smell, very good. What is fourth?
Sight.
Sight, vision, seeing, very good. Fifth?
Here.
So what is the correct sequence once again? Say completely at one go.
Touch, taste, smell, sight, and hear.
Excellent, very good. So we all learn the name of five senses. We do not have to forget. Okay, what are the names of five senses? Arjun?
What was that, Anubhavji? Name of five senses?
Yeah.
Name of five senses. It's violence.
Very good.
Theft. Falsehood. Wrong intentions. And then accumulation.
Excellent. Very good. Okay. Jaimin will tell us the name of five Parmesh thieves. Yeah, Jaimin. Five Parmesh thieves.
They are Siddha, Siddha, Arihanta, Acharya, Upadhyay, and Sadhu and Sadvi.
Yeah, so correct sequence is Arihanta, Siddha, Acharya, Upadhyay, and Sadhu. Okay, Arihanta is first and then Siddha. Very good. So we know there are five Parmeshtis, then we learned about five sins. And then we are learning about five senses, right? Okay, okay. What are the four passions, Arush?
Growth, man, maya, love.
Excellent, very good. Okay, so now what we were learning about in this chapter, Four Phases of Life, there was one question that Natasha asked. Natasha said in this second page, means page number 21. Father says, everyone on page number 21, come to page number 21, here the father is saying, they are all animals, earth, water, fire, air, vegetables, insects, elephants, horses, doves, peacocks, and other animals and birds that you see are all included in animal life. When one takes birth in this phase of life, one is called animal. Everybody saw that? Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So Natasha last time asked that how earth, water, fire and air are also animals. Are these animals or not? Are these or not? What do you think? These are or not, according to you? Water is an animal? Hello, what do you think? It is or it is not?
They're not.
It is not. Water, how come water is an animal? No, it cannot be. Fire, fire is an animal? Fire is a jiva or not? Arjun?
No.
Not.
Fire is not a jiva. The soil we walk on, are these jiva?
It doesn't have
the
a soul.
Soil. The earth, earth is also not a soul, not a jiva, right? And this air, air that we breathe in, breathe out, is this a jiva?
It is a jiva.
Air is a jiva.
Yes.
Okay, Arjun, do you think that air is jiva?
No.
Arush, Shaman, any one of you? Air or fire or water, it is jiva? Hello? Yes or no? So see, now we are going to learn about the five types of jivas who only have body. Okay? Only first type of jiva who only has one sense. Which sense he has? He has a body. Okay? There are five kinds of such jivas which only have bodies. Okay, everyone with me? Hello?
Yes.
Everyone?
Yes.
Natasha, Arush, sorry, Natasha is not there. Arush, Jamin, are you with me? Say yes if you are. Say no if you are not. Arush? Jaimin?
Yes, Hello, Babji.
Yeah, are you with me? What we are learning now? See, please, please, please participate, otherwise it will become too dry. It's very interesting thing. We are now going to learn that, okay, the fire is also a jiva. So please pay attention. Jaimin, are you there or not? Okay, Jaimin, I think he got disconnected or something. Okay. See, we learned about the five different jivas based on their senses. Now, specifically, we are going back to the jiva with only one sense. Which sense do they have? They have only body. So, how many kinds of jivas are there who only have body? There are five kinds of jiva who only have body, okay? In which the first we all know, these plants, right? Plants, vegetables, trees, these are all what? These all are jivas with only one sense. Even science says that, okay? Science says that these all are living. But they do not have mouth, they do not have eyes, they do not have ears, right? They have only one sense. They are just standing and we eat them and we do things to them, right? We cut it to, you know, make things look beautiful. We do many things to the plants, right? We cut them for the wood, for the paper, for medicines. So, trees are definitely one of the kinds. The first kind of them is vegetables, or we can say vegetation, right? Vanaspati. Its name is vanaspati, that is vegetation. Okay? So, first example of jivas with only one sense is vegetation. All the plants and trees, okay? Everyone with me?
Yes.
So that all, this we already know. Okay, now what we don't know, we'll talk about it. See, now there is this water, okay? this water is nothing but a body of jiva. Water is also a body of a jiva. Water is a body of which jiva? It's jalkai. It's water. The jiva is known as jalkai. Jal means water. Kai means body. The water is body. The jiva whose body is water is known as jalkai. So water is nothing but the body of jivas. So these water that we see, that we drink, whether it's pure or not, whatever, this water is nothing but body of what? Body of whom? Body of jivas. So water is also jiva with only one sense, who only has body. Water is nothing but the body. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
So when we filter the water to drink it, we know, na? Jain people do two things. They do not eat at night and they drink the filtered water, right? Right? We all know that?
Yes.
So why they're filtering? To save the bodies of the jiva? See, water is jiva itself.
Yes.
So to save water, are we filtering? See, if we have to save water, then don't drink at all. Okay? But you cannot save the jalkai jiva. The jiva whose body is water itself. Because you cannot survive without water. And that's the body of that jiva. So if you'll drink it, the jiva will die. So now what we say that, okay, why do we filter? Not to save that jiva, because that we cannot save him. We cannot save that particular organism. We can't do anything about it. Okay, it's not possible to save it. If you will not drink it, it will die other ways. Okay, you cannot save it. So why do we filter the water? We filter the water because other than that water itself, there are many small organisms that we cannot see with naked eyes. So to save those organisms, we filter the water so that those jivas get filtered and they remain in water, and we drink the bacteria or organism-less, I mean purified water, right? But this water itself is the body of a jalkai jiva. So the second kind of a jiva with only one sense, ekindri jiva, is water. So vegetation, water. Similar ways, this fire is also a body of agnikai jiva. There is another kind of jiva, okay, whose body is fire. So if you have just burnt a matchstick, so it's nothing but it's a birth of a new agnikai jiva. So for for 5 minutes, if that matchstick survives, okay, the fire survives. So it's the lifespan of that jiva. So like we lit up the gas in our home to cook food. So that is nothing but we gave birth to a agnikai jiva. Okay, and unless that fire goes off, that jiva lives. Okay, it's a body. So if it dies in between, then new jivas take birth. So it's all the body of agnikai jiva. Their body is what? Fire is their body. They do not have mouth, they do not have nose, they do not have smell. They do not have anything but body. Okay, what are the three kinds of jivas with only one sense? Anyone name
earth,
them?
Earth, water.
Not earth, we did not come to earth. Vegetation means...
No, water.
And water.
Water, air.
And now fourth kind is air. This air is, okay, sometimes there is a tornado or sometimes there is a cyclone. In cyclone, what happens? So you can feel air, can touch you, right?
Yes.
Right? So this air also has this body. The body touches you. The body of air touches you. So when there is like high, air is going on with high speed, you feel cyclones, you know, drifting you away, right? They are so powerful. They can make you fly if they are really powerful, right? So air, it's nothing but the body of air. The fan you have in your home, if you have any fan, if you switch it on, it will give you air, right? Then that air is nothing but the Vayukaya Jiva. So this is again the body. So Vayukaya Jiva are what? Whose body is air is known as Vayukaya Jiva. So you don't have to learn the name as of now. You only have to know that, okay, air is also a form of jeev. And the last is earth, the soil that we walk on. So this earth is again a body of Prithvikaya jeev. So there are five types of jivas with only one sense. First is simple that we all know, vegetation. Second, we have what? Water. Third is fire. Fourth is air. And then fifth is earth. Who will give me the five names? Who can tell me the five names of jivas only with body, nothing else? Quickly, quickly. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay, me, right? Yeah, I'm saying just give me the five names that I just told you. Can you say the five names?
See them where?
You have to just name them, the five different kinds of jivas with only one sense. What is this noise coming? Anyone? Hello, is everyone here or not? We have lost somebody.
I accidentally got disconnected on a budgie, but I'm back now.
Okay. Dia, are you there? Hello? Okay. Jamin, tell me the name.
Is it earth, water, fire, air, and animals?
Yeah, not animals, it's plants. Plants, right? Trees and plants, vegetation. Very good. Hello, who joined back?
I joined back.
Yeah. Arjun, will you tell us the five names of the jiva with only body? Five kinds of jiva.
Earth, water, fire, air, and plants.
Very good. Plants or vegetation? Means plants and trees, everything. Everything related to plants. Dia, will you tell me the name? Five names of the jiva only with only one sense? Yes, Dia?
Fire, water, air,
And very good. Fire, ogya, air, water, and then on which you walk, what is it?
Earth.
And the last is trees, vegetation. They are also only with body, right? Yes. Jamin,
yes.
Are you there? Arush, you have said already. Arush, you know the five kinds?
Yes.
Yeah, just tell us.
Fire, water, air, earth, animals.
Animal? No, it's not animal. It's plants or vegetation, trees. Okay, so fire, air, water, earth and trees or vegetation or animals. Okay, everyone? Okay, now what does it tell us? See, therefore, Jainism will always say that do not waste water. Why to not waste water? Because water is nothing but the body of a jiva. So if you are like, you need only one bucket of water and you are, you know, wasting two buckets of water, you are actually killing more jivas than you are required, like than actually required. So we should always, you know, we should always show our vigilance while we are using water. We should be as, you know, we have to be very, very, make all this water. If we need fire only for chapatis or something, so we should only use for that much time. We should never keep the stove running for like no purpose. So we should not burn anything just because we want to have fun, like we are having bonfire. No, we are having a dinner, so we'll light up the lamps. No, we do not do that, because that light, that fire, it is itself a jiva. It's a body of a jiva. It's a jiva like us. Like I have this body, it's his body. So if I light up a lamp with fire and then until I make it off, there will be constantly jivas. And then when I make it off, the body is gone. So the jiva is already dead if you turn the light off, that fire off. The same way, if I do not need a fan and if I'm making, you know, if the fan is switched on and I do not need it, actually I am wasting, like for no purpose, I am killing the Vayukai jiva. So therefore we should know these are the different forms of jiva, and we should also, you know, practice care or, you know, perform due care while dealing in this world. So because our actions might, you know, hurt these jiva. So we learned about five senses, the correct sequence, and the jivas with the only one sense. What are the different kinds of jivas with only one sense? Okay, so in the next class we'll finish, like I'll ask you this. You all can remember this much? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
It's simple. We know the five senses already. It's taught in school. We just learned the correct sequence. And we also learned about the five jivas who have only one sense. Okay, now let's talk about for a minute or two about our last week's bow. Okay? Okay, so what do we want to have this week? Any ideas what we can leave this week? Anyone has any idea? What can we do this week? What do you want to do? Okay, do you want to take breath this week or not?
Yes.
Okay, only one person wants.
How about?
Yeah. What?
How about we don't have ice cream this week?
Okay, that will be tough for Natasha, I think. Arush, not having ice cream this week? Will it be tough or very tough? Easy?
Or how about something we eat daily? Like ice cream, like it's once in a while, but let's cut something unhealthy that we eat daily.
What is it?
Like potato chips.
Oh, you eat potato chips?
No, I don't eat potato. Oh yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Who eats potato chips amongst us? Be genuine, say. Who does eat it? Jemaine, you do? Jemaine is not here, right? Okay, Arjun, you do?
No, I do not eat potato chips.
Arush, you?
Nope.
Okay. Leah, you?
No, I do not eat potato chips.
Okay. What about something not leaving? We'll not leave anything this week. We'll experiment a new thing. How about once in a day, whenever we are sitting for eating, okay? Like lunch or evening food, whatever it is. Can we just, before having a food, can we just say 9 times Namukar mantra? Before starting to like they all do prayer in before eating, right? They thank God. Can we remember our gods, 5 Parameshtis? Like before going to sleep and after waking up, we say 9 times Namukar mantra. We do or we do not? We do sometimes. Yeah. Okay, not actually. So fine. Can we do this before eating once? Not every time you eat. Not that every time you eat. But at least once. Like if you're sitting for breakfast or lunch. So can you just, before starting to eat, can you just join your hands, close your eyes and say Namukar mantra 9 times? Not aloud. Just to yourself. Can we try that? Yes or no?
Yes.
See, before eating, we should know that we do not have to eat. Our Arantas do not eat. Siddhas do not eat. So we will have to one day give up eating. So before eating, we first, you know, we remind ourselves, okay, my gods do not eat, therefore one day I'll not be eating. Therefore, we remind ourselves of the 5 Parameshti. So, can we do this? Can we just say Namukar mantra? Okay, 3 times, not 9 times. 3 times, fine. Can we do this? It's very simple. You can still eat ice creams or some things you want to eat. That we'll try to do later. Can we try this? Hello?
Yes, I think we can.
Yes.
You have to keep it in mind. You will forget it for sure. You'll start eating and then you will forget. Oh, so then you'll recall, okay, I have to eat. So, okay, and anyways, you have some water and do it. Because it's not in our habit, right? So you'll forget it. But try to, you know, do it. Because it's a thing that we should do. So we'll try to do this this weekend, so this whole week. This thing, before eating, we'll try to say Namukar mantra. 3 times or 9 times, any times you want to do. Okay? We'll just remind ourselves, okay, our ultimate aim is to give up eating, because this eating is itself not a good thing to do. Our Arantas and Siddhas, they do not eat. Right? Therefore, we'll remind ourselves, okay, what I have to do one day. Fine? Are we good with this?
Yes.
Everyone? Okay. So we'll discuss about it in the next week. So every day. I'll also do that. Sachinji will also do that. So we all will do that. Okay? And Arush, you say, you tell Natasha also to do that.
Yes.
And Jemaine is here. So Jemaine knows. Okay. Jemaine, are you there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We will all know what we have to do this week. Okay, so we'll conclude today's session. Keep in mind the 5 types of senses and 5 types of jiva with only body. Okay, we'll take it forward in the next class. So, we'll do Dev Suti and today Diya will sing. O God devoid of attachments. We'll put our mics, microphones on mute, and Dia will sing.
Attachments, you should have a being creature, let alone belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving. Our Jain religion so divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph religion. In with joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may stay composed, may we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. May we destroy hate karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education. Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes we fulfill, we attain ourselves. O God, devoid of attachments, O nation, our well-being preacher, let the wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Oh, thank you. Very good, Tia. Thank you, everyone. Jai Janendra.
Thank you.
Jai Janendra.
Thank you. Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra to everyone.